To the show, we're going to go right now and speak to Professor of Economics at Manhattanville College in New York, Dr. Nimish Adia. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight. You're in town to give a lecture tomorrow. This is hosted by Ames on Campus Students for Liberty Canada, the Memorial University Free Speech Society, as well as the Institute for Liberal Studies. It's quite a lot of sponsors you have, Dr. Adia. The topic itself is, do immigrants steal jobs? You have my full attention.
Yes, I'm going to be talking about the studies that have been done by economists on the effect of immigrants on domestic workers. And there are some very surprising findings in there that I wanted to bring to light because they can inform public debate about the effect of immigrants. Immigration is a very contentious issue, not so much in Canada, but definitely in the United States.
Yes, sir.
And I think there is a lot of misconceptions out there, and there's a lot of research out there that people are not aware of.
So why is it that we're not aware of the research, given the fact that, given the reality that this is one of the most commonly uttered phrases of those who are ticked off by newcomers, is that you're taking our jobs?
Yeah, well, so one of the reasons that the research is not widely known, because it's not publicized widely enough, and that is what the Institute for Liberal Studies is hoping to change, is to bring scholarship of public interest into the public domain. And that's why they brought me here.
Wonderful. So this research, no doubt, is compiled and conducted by a number of institutions. So for those who are coming tomorrow at the Science Building, 2036, 7:30 p.m., on the university campus, they will be able to find a corner to sit in to listen to this information. Could you give us a little coming attraction, if you don't mind, Professor? Because I won't be there. I'll be hosting a radio program here, but I'm interested in this type of data and research. What are we finding out, and how do we, of course, define theft? How do we define stealing of jobs?
Exactly. That's a very good point. Well, in the quite literal sense, it is true that a job that is being performed by an immigrant could have been performed by a local, but that does not mean that the local's economic opportunities have been diminished by the presence of immigrants. Mm-hmm. And the reason being that immigrants also create jobs in addition to taking jobs. And so the effect of immigrants on domestic workers is much more complicated than what it seems. When immigrants arrive, they expand the economy. Immigrants are workers, they are an economic resource, and when an economy has access to greater resource, it expands, and expansion leads to more jobs, which means that certain jobs would not be there if not for the presence of immigrants. Immigrants also affect the prices of goods that people pay. Mm-hmm. They usually keep prices low, which means that businesses pay lower costs and therefore they can expand, which also in turn generates more jobs. More people also makes an economy an attractive place for investment, and more investment also in turn generates more jobs. So there are multiple pathways to which the presence of immigrants affects job opportunities for domestic workers.
How do we measure investment and intention to invest as a result of immigration? That's the curious question that I've had running around in my brain for quite some time. How do you measure that?
So we do a lot of weight. We look at natural experiments. So, for example, we look at historical cases in which there was a sudden inflow of immigrants into a particular job market. The most famous such case is the Mariel boatlift in the 1980s, when a great number of Cubans arrived in Miami as a result of the lifting of the embargo by Fidel Castro. And economists have studied that incidence, and they have found that despite an increase of 7% over 4 months, the effect on the Miami job market was almost negligible. And the reason why that happened is because the apparel manufacturers in Miami expanded their operations to take advantage of this expanded labor force.
That's interesting. Do we have any examples closer to home, or is it too early in the multicultural experiment of Canada?
Well, actually, Canada is considered to be one of the success stories as far as assimilating immigrants is concerned. Liberals and conservatives can agree very little in America, but they do agree that the Canadian immigration system is something to emulate, given its success in being able to absorb the large amount of immigrants that it does. So,
are you referring to the most current decade, or are you looking at this from a historical perspective?
Well, historical as well as currently.
Okay, because there are times in our own history where we have not necessarily opened our gates to immigrants. I think specifically of the Chinese head tax and the SS St. Louis, which was turned away by this country as well as yours, filled with Jewish refugees from the trying to escape Europe. And ultimately, even I think Cuba turned it away as well.
Yeah. So it seems that there is other reasons why people might not find immigrants to be as desirable. There might be cultural reasons. There might be political reasons.
Excellent point.
Right. And the reasons that I'm going to be talking about are the economic reasons.
Okay.